Okay, so the Mishnah says, Haru Bezdin v'yadu sheta'u v'chazru behen. So if Bezdin made a mistake, and then they figure out they made a mistake, so they retract. So bein sheviu kaparasan, bein shelo aviu kaparasan, v'halach v'as al pihen. Whether they already bring the karban, or they haven't brought the karban. But the people now act on in accordance with their psak. Right, so we have a case where the individual is relying on them in theory, meaning as a personal thing, he's not guilty, he didn't know they retracted, but that psak doesn't really exist anymore because Beis Din retracted. So you got to figure out what to do with it. So Reb Shimon poter, Reb Shimon exempts. Right, Rashi says, "Lefishu b'shus Beis Din who says shezad dain lo hayodeh sheyadur shetov v'chazur ben ve'vetol Beis Din l'chakpatur." And again, we've seen this concept over and over. Right, Reb Shimon thinks that the exemption fundamentally, so I was relying on Beis Din, it's not my fault. Now, the fact that they don't hold that way is not as long as you can say it's not my fault. So then I don't have to bring a karban. Relazer Omer Safik. Relazer says no. You're not sure. Because on the one hand, you personally relied on Beis Din. On the other hand, that psak as a metaphysical existence doesn't exist anymore. So, can you really say it's all Beis Din? Or alternatively, maybe he should have heard about it, right? You could look at this in different ways just from the Mishnah. And therefore, it's suffix you have to bring in Hashem Talui, which is the carbon you bring when you're not sure whether you violated something, which if you did actually b'shogeg b'chayev chatas. So, Ezu Sofek, what's the doubt? If he was at home, so then he's actually liable. Because then we say, you should have found out. But if he had traveled, so then he was on a ship. He had no reason to hear what the Beis Din said. So Amar Rabbi Kiva, Mode ani bazeshu karev lepatur menachova. I agree that he is in this weird category, karev lepatur. So what does that mean? Amar lo ben azai mashna zemena yoshev viveto. Why do you think that this is different from someone in his house? Shai yoshev viveto efter hayalo lishmo. The difference is, because someone at home, he could have, and maybe you even expect him to have heard about it, but someone traveling, no. Horu beidin la'akoret kol aguf. Now remember, I've said this several times, that one of the things that's key here is this very strange thing. If a Beit Din paskins in such a way that it's such an egregious mistake that it can't even be called a mistaken psak, so then the whole mechanism of paralam devar shel tzibur doesn't work. What it needs to be is a mistake, but not such an egregious mistake that it invalidates it as a psak. It needs to be a chalos of a mistaken psak. So therefore, the Mishnah now wants to qualify. What would make it such an egregious psak that it's not even a psak at all? I was telling my kids about this because today, so we had a, this captures it well, we had a brownout just for a second, but it knocked out all the clocks. So I knew approximately what time it was because of the timer on the hot plate, but I didn't know exactly. So we waited extra time until I was sure. With the clouds, it was hard to know with three stars, but until I was sure that Shabbos was over. But I said to my kids, I said, you know, the Gemara says that if... The Gemara has a case of people who went to a Beit Din and they asked the Beit Din, is Shabbos over? And they looked at the sky, they said, it's dark. And they said, Shabbos is over. And then the clouds cleared and the sun was out. So the Gemara says, that is not considered a psak where they can rely on Beis Din. That's just a ta'ut. Because in the end of the day, if the metzius is wrong, or if the reality is wrong, the psak doesn't count. So you see that there are certain cases, the Gemara says, that it's not just that a mistaken psak, there are non-psak. So the Gemara says, what would count as a non-psak? So the Mishnah says that Horu Beis Din Lakor at Kol Haguf, if they paskin to invalidate the entire category of the halacha, and the Gemara will clarify what that means, like Amru Ein Nida B'Torah, Ein Shabbat B'Torah, Ein Avodat Kochavim B'Torah, if they said there's no such thing as Nida or Shabbat or idolatry, those aren't categories. So that's not a psak. That's just a mistake. Hare Elu Pturin, and therefore, it cannot invoke the rule of Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur. But Horu Levato Mitzat L'Kayim Mitzat. But if they paskin only to invalidate a part of the mitzvah, and the Gemara will qualify this a lot more than the Mishnah, Hare Yilu Chayavin. Ketzad, what's the case? Amru Yesh Nidah Tarava Abal Shemeret Yom Keneged Yom Patur. If they say there's a category of Nidah, but Yom Keneged Yom, meaning a Zavaktana, where she's only seen one day, So at that point, it's not Asur, right? There are three categories. There's Zava Gdola, where she saw 3 days irregular in a row, and now she has to count 7 clean days. A regular Nida, who just saw normal blood, and has to count 7 days not clean, biblically. And then a Zava Ktana, where there's first day and second day, she only has to keep a clean day of irregular bleeding. So if they invalidate that category, so then that would still be Chayav. If they say there is Shabbat, but carrying in between domains is not a halacha, patur. If they say that bowing to Avodah Zarah is not asur, but there is a category of idolatry, again, in all those cases, that is called a psak, and they are liable. So, Amrav Yehuda Marav, Maitai Deru Shimon. Why does Reb Shimon say that if someone followed Beit Din, even though they retracted, that he's exempt? However, should Beit Din say? Because at the end of the day, he relied on Beit Din. Ikadam, some say, Amrav Yehuda Marav, Omer Reb Shimon, Kol Harash, Yatzeh Birov Tzibor. Any psak that was issued with to the majority of Klal Yisrael, Yachar Oza Ota Patur. Lefi Shalom Nit Nara, El Havchin, Bein Shogeg Lemezid. The individual is exempt because the act of psak, and this is a fascinating theory, is just to distinguish between those who sinned intentionally or not. Now, this language is borrowed from a position in the Mishnah that's the purpose of hatra'ah. Right? The reason that you warn people is to figure out whether someone's sinning intentionally or not, and therefore there's a position in the Mishnah that a chacham doesn't need hatra'ah because he is definitionally, your dad knows the difference between shogeg and mezid. Meitve, the Gemara says, really? Pa'alam davar shel tzibor, siri avodah kochavim. The special carbon of the tzibor and the sa'ir of avodah zarah, which is a unique carbon you bring only if the sin in question of avodah zarah. B'tchila govin alehen, divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says you don't rely on the normal coffers of the mikdash for this karban. You have to collect new funds to provide for this karban. Rabbi Yehuda omer mitruman alishkayim ba'in. Rabbi Yehuda says they come from the normal collection of the Beit HaMikdash. Amai, why is this the case? Kevan de gavilu havilei hoda. So he says, since you're collecting it separately, so they already know that they sinned, right? So according to Rabbi Shimon, that there's a separate collection. How can you say they're patur? Because now they know they're wrong. So ibe demikagavu stam. I mean, Gemara said there seems to be a tension. The Beit Din retracted, so therefore now they know it's a mistake. So according to Rabbi Shimon, they have to go out and collect money for the Baram Dov Shul Tzibor. How can you say someone did it accidentally at this point? Where they went out with a collection announcing there was a sin. So the Gemara said, no. Ibai deima kagom shudamu stam. Ibai deima kagom de lohavi le bemata. The Ibai deima. So he said, first two possibilities. Either they collected without specifying what they were collecting for, a generic staka call, so he didn't know that they had retracted, or he just wasn't around. He wasn't in the city when they made the collection. Alternatively, Rav holds like the Shita that switches it, that Reb Shimon holds, that they didn't collect specially, and therefore there's no reason to assume that the person would have known. Tani. Reb Meir, Mechayev, Reb Shimon, Poter, Relazar, Amar, Safek. So now the Gemara says there are really four positions as to what happens if someone follows the Psak of Beit Din after they retracted. Chayav, exempt, safek, and talui. What is the difference between all of these? Right, what are all of those? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, asham talui, ika beinayu. The difference is, do you actually, I mean, the first two I get, chayav and patur I get, but what is this safek and talui? What are the difference? A safek is an asham talui, so what's the difference between talui and safek? So he says, whether you actually bring the karban. He says, this is Rashi. His act is talui, but you don't bring the karban. According to Rabbi Lazar, you actually bring the karban. Amar Abzera, what's the mashal? Mashal, Rabbi Lazar, the mahadavar domem. How does Rabbi Elazar conceptualize this? La'adam sha'achal safik chilev safik shuman. If someone's not sure if he ate kosher or not kosher fat. V'nodelo. And then he finds out, Shemevi Asham, he brings Asham, Velo mi boy, Leman di Amar Tzibur Maiti, the Mefarza, Milta. This is not only according to the position that the Tzibur brings, that everybody knows that the sin happened, even if you think it's the court that brings the Karban, Lo Mefarza, Milta, where it's not so public, Ihave Sha'el Havra Amunle. If you'd asked, so then they would have told you. And therefore, there is a level of guilt because you should have asked. How does Sumchus conceptualize it? It's someone who brought his karban ben hashmashot safik vad yom nitkaperlo safik mishachachecha nitkaperlo she'ein mevi asham talui, where he's not sure if he brought the karban in the right time, so he won't bring another karban. So the interesting thing is that what the Gemara is saying is there's two ways of conceptualizing this problem: is the safik in the nature of his sin, or is the safik in whether he's achieved kapara? Right, Sumcha says the safek isn't in the nature of his sin, it's whether he got kapara or not. And therefore he can't bring a karban. As opposed to Rilazar, who says conceptually the safek is whether his sin was one that would qualify for a karban. And he says, therefore, the suffix is really about the kapara. It's like someone who has no way to ask, because he's not really sure whether he should be chayav. And if you look at Rashi, who explains this, he says, why does Rav Elazar say it's a suffix in the sin? Right, he says the problem is that we don't really conceptualize him as relying on Beit Din because he could have asked about it. As opposed to Sumchus, who if you skip down, he says, V'lo v'gav Rama Alya, to be Yom Tzav Otoktiv, the Kavlan de Patur, etc. The Hacha, the Bein Hashem, Lipu Tzad Chiyu Ma'alya, the Lekla Mishem Mishach Hashechan et Kaperlo, Shei Bein Hashmod, Keheref Ayin, Vein Adam, etc. Al-Khanami, Lekla Meimar Shema, Mamash Cholabats Moshe Rei Kfar Horu Beit Din. He said, you can't really say, "Hey Asher, we're like halfway through here, but you can catch up on the 10 minutes." Where you can't really figure out. He said, the real suffix is in his head. Was he really Tolev Beit Din? Meaning, did he deserve to get kapara through their carbon or not? The suffix is in the nature of his sin. It's whether, right? It's no one can really ask a suffix whether he got kapara. And those are the two different conceptualizations. Okay, Amar lo ben azai, maishna mena yoshev. So Ben Azai had said, what's the difference between this person who's sitting in his house and not? Asher, we're on the two dots on Dalet Amud Aleph. So at least we're at a good starting point. The top on the top. Amar lo ben azai, maishna mena yoshev. What's the difference between the person traveling and the one in his house? So Shabgar Kamar Le Rabbi Kiva Le Ben Azai. That was a good answer. What was the question? The guy who's traveling didn't hear what Bezdin said. The guy who wasn't traveling did. Amar Rava Hichzik Baderchi Kabeinayu. They're arguing about a very specific case, which is someone who started traveling. Le Ben Azai Chayav. Ben Azai thinks if you started traveling, you're Chayav Dav Veite Ite, because if you just started, it's like you're in your house. Right? You're not that far. You're still in the city. You could still find out. Rabbi Kiva says, no, the second you start traveling, you know, you're on your way. You have no idea what's going on, right? You don't pay attention to what's going on, even if technically you're still in the city. So as I said before, the Gemara says that if you paskin in such a way that it's so egregiously wrong, it's not a mistaken psak, it's a non-psak. But the Mishnah has a one way of understanding it. The Gemara qualifies it even further of how much, right, how narrow of a psak do you have to make for it to qualify as a psak? So Haru ben Lakor had called him Gov. Tan Rabbanan. Vinelam Davar. it has to be that something was hidden from Beit Din, v'lo she'yaker ha-mitzvah kula, and not that the mitzvah was uprooted. What does that mean? Ketzad? Amru, eini de-batara, ein shabbat, batara, ein avodat, kol chavim, batara, if you say there's no need of shabbat, or idolatry, yachol yu chayavin, you might think you're chayav tamal omer v'nelam davar, v'lo yitale, mitzvah kula, a piece of it has to be hidden from Beit Din, but not the whole mitzvah. Harei l'pturin, aval amru, yesh nida batara, aval abal shemeret yom keneged, yom patur. But if you say there is nida, but there's no zavaktana. Yes, Shabbat, but Tarav, Amosi, Meshudayachel, Rishudarabim, Patur. But if you say there is Shabbat, you can carry between Rishudayachel and Rishudarabim. Yes, Shabbat, Chavim, but Tarav, there is idolatry, Alamastachav, Patur. There is idolatry, but bowing is not Asur. Yachel, Yupturin, Tamal, Omar, Vinhan, Lam, Davar, Lo, Kalaguf. Omar, Mar. But now the Gemara says, really? Yachel, Yupturin. V'iv, B'kiyum, Mixad, V'tum, Mixad, Pturin. Uvakirat, Kalaguf, Pturin. But my Chayavin, I don't understand. If you're patur when you uproot, when you have part of it which you nullify and part of you don't, and the akir at kol guf, in what case are you chayev? So tani hachikai kasha tani tana hachikai kasha. This is the question: ema davar kula milta mashma. You might think that the word davar means a complete halacha. Tamad lomar vin elam davar. My mashma. What's the implication? Amarula kari bay vin elam mi davar. This is the drasha. If part of it, something of it, was hidden from him, so then he's patur. Chizkia amar. Chizkia said, no, what's the source of this halacha? Amar kra. Vasu achat mikol mitzvot. Mikol mitzvot velo kol mitzvot. Mitzvot tarti mashma. Right? Mitzvot implies two. It's on the same, right? So Rashi notes this is the end of the same pasuk, and Rashi says, Klomar mitzvah tuva mashma. Go nida shabbat uchavim dachi mashma asachat mikol mitzvah Hashem, davar chan mehani, o shabbat o vichavim nida, olam boker kologov komayri. And he says, no, I really think that you are chayav if you uproot an entire halacha. That's what it means. It's one of all the mitzvot. So he argues. But Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, no, mitzvah k'tiv. The drasha is because, even though the word is read mitzvot, it's written mitzvot, and that's how I know that it has to be part of one mitzvah. But if you uproot an entire mitzvah, you're not chayav. Rav Ashi, Amar Yalef, Davar, Davar, Mizokin. Mamre, Rav Ashi says, no, we learn this halacha from Exer Shavat to Zokin. Mamre, where we also have this halacha that can only be a partial uprooting, otherwise the psak is just egregious, and it's outside the realm of psak. By Zakin Mamre, it needs to be part of the halacha, not an entire halacha. The same thing is true by Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur. Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Eden Beidin Chayavin Ashiro B'Davar She'en Atzukin Mo Dimbo. Another qualification. If it's something that's explicit in the Pasuk, to the Tzukim agree about it, so making a mistake about that is an egregious mistake and doesn't count as a psak. Why? If something that Sukkim will agree to, you are patur, my taima, zilkari beravu. Because anything written explicitly in the Torah, we tell you, you should have learned. Right? Every third grader should know all of Chumash cold, and if you make a mistake about, right, zilkari beravu, it's a little kid, should know that. He should have learned it in elementary school. If you don't know it, that's your problem. That's a non-psak. Tanan. Yesh nida b'tarav ala b'shemeret yom keneged yom patur v'amay shemeret yom keneged yom oktiv. So the Gemara says, but wait a second. If it's anything explicit in the pasuk, if you make a mistake about it, it doesn't count as a psak at all. The halacha of zavaktan is in the pasuk. V'safra lo milamech shesoferet echad le'echad. It's a pasuk that you have to count one for one. So the Gemara says, you're right. We have to qualify the Mishnah even farther. If someone gets rid of the category of shomeret yom keneged yom, so that's a non-psak. But if the Amri Ha'ara'a Sharia Gmar Bi'ahuda Asira, maybe it's the case where they say that full penetration would be Asur, but Ha'ara'a, which is some sort of less than full penetration, so Machlok and Yivamut exactly what it is, that's not Asur, so that would be a partial mistake. The Gemara says, Anamiktiv, it Mikara Ha'ara'a. That's also a Pasuk. So you're right, the Gemara says it's in a case where he said, Amri Kedarka Asira Shalo Kedarka Sharia. It's if someone says that you're only liable by sleeping with a nida or a zava if you sleep in the normal way, but not if you sleep shalokaderech, not if you sleep in well, actually. Actually, here it means only precisely that you're chayev for vaginal sex, but not anal sex. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Haktiv, mishkevei isha, that's also a pasuk. Mishkevei, that there are plural ways of sleeping with a woman. So, da'amri, kedarka asar afilu ha'ara, bishalo, kedarka gmar biyahu da'asar va'ara sharia. The Gemara says it's a very specific halacha where he says that kedarka, you're chayev with full or partial penetration, but v'shalo kedarka, you're only chayev with full penetration. That is the very local psak. Where it says, yach efilu not nida nami. If that was the case, then why did you limit nida to the case of zavaktana? Maybe you should have just said it about nida in general, but all isurei bia in this category. El olam kedarka. You're right. Mar says it is kedarka. Amri ha'ara bi'isha davahu dechtiva. It's someone who says that the isra of he'ara'a is only by anida and not by a zava, and that is the very, very local mistake that if Bezdin made it, they would be chayiv, because it's a psak, which is wrong, but not so egregiously wrong that it's a non-psak. Ibayit ema, da'amri zava lo havya ela b'yamame, or alternatively, it's someone who said zava is only during the day, dechtiv kol yamei zova, because the pasuk says all the days of her zova, if they understand that as day is in daylight, rather than day is in a 24-hour period, that would be the mistake that is a partial mistake, therefore the psak stands even though it is wrong. Very quickly, the Gemara does the same thing by Shabbat, same type of logic. How can you say this, that if a Bezdin paskin that carrying is an asura, that that's only a partial mistake? The pasuk says, it's also a thing that the sukkah agree to. So therefore, that because of the other rule, it doesn't count. So the Gemara answers, "Damri yotzahu d'asur aval hachnasa mutter." It's someone who says that taking out is asur, but bringing in is mutter. Ibayit ema, damri hotzahu d'asira, or they say that carrying is asur, but moshit v'zorek, but handing or throwing is mutter. Both of those would be partial mistakes, where again it would qualify as a mistake, but it wouldn't be and would not be so egregious as to uproot the psak entirely. I guess tomorrow we'll do the last one, which is where we do the exact same type of logic, but by Avodah Zarah. But I don't want to go too long, because most of the guys are in America, and we'll have to listen to this Motzash.